Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we are reflecting on the readings for Good Friday. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13 to chapter 53, verse 12. Our psalm today is Psalm 31. Second reading will take him from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. Gospel reading will take him from St. John's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 1 to chapter 19, verse 42. The theme of our reflection is victorious death and confident life. Based on the sacred scriptures, my brothers and sisters, we are sure that our Lord Jesus was the prophetic suffering servant who died on the altar of the cross on Good Friday. Thus, he is the supreme high priest who became as men are, felt our human weakness, and was tempted like us in every way, though he was without sin. Thus, as children of God, we are not short nor foolish to admit that our Lord Jesus died for us. However, we are pained and confident that he who was despised and rejected by men, disfigured and mocked by the crowd, led like a lamb to the slaughterhouse and bore our healing and peace punishment, will be merciful to us and help us whenever we humbly pray. Hence, we hail him, our Messianic Lord, our hope and our strength. For he is not a stumbling block in our existence, but the way that leads to happiness, the truth that overthrows and destroys the unfriendly and ungodly and sets us free, and the life that enables us to endure today's pains and secures our joy and hope of eternal life. And so, my brother, my sister, because we desire not to be shamed or misled by men or women, and not to be caged by fear of the unknown, we are commending anew with the today's psalmist our spirit and securing our place in the true Lamb of God. We must do this, my brother, my sister, because our Lord Jesus has become in death the source of eternal life for all who obey him. Thus, we must keep our faith in Christ Jesus, who paid the ultimate price for our purification. Although life is hard, we must not let go of our faith, because just as before the era of our Lord Jesus, human power and sacrifices cannot deliver us from the troubles and worries in our world today. In other words, in Christ alone we are redeemed. In his justice alone, freedom is guaranteed. And in his mercy alone, we are forgiven, saved, and have life in death. Thus, having given us life via the cross, our deliverance is sure in Christ Jesus. St. Thomas Aquinas notes in the Summa Theologiae that it was fitting for Christ to die to redeem humanity in totality from the slavery of sin, to reveal the mortal reality of humanity, to cast away the fear of death, and to teach us how to overcome sin. Therefore, my brothers, my sisters, join me in venerating the sinless victor on the cross. and the glorious Messiah who led us out of the tomb of sin and death and has taught us how to attain true happiness in this world and in the world to come. May his name be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This is my song.